Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learning English with Mr. C. 大家好，我是西哥，又到了和西哥和英跟西哥学英语节目了。那么又是过了一周啊，大家对英语学习的热情是否有所减退呢？我当然希望大家没有了。那么今天呢，我给大家读一段 The Japan Times 是日本时代的一个新闻。Student gets solitary for haircut.A junior high school student in Fukuoka Prefecture has been separated from other students by school authorities and has been studying alone after refusing to have his haircut in a marugari or crew cut, as required under school rules, sources said. The student's father has filed for human rights protection with the Fukuoka Regional Justice Bureau, claiming the school's action violates his son's right to education.The Fukuoka Prefecture Board of Education has directed the school to end the student's isolation. According to school authorities and Board of Education officials, the first-year student has refused to have his haircut since entering the school, saying that the rule infringes on his human rights. He studied with other students for some time while teachers tried to talk him into following the school regulations.School authorities stopped him at the school gate in mid-May and told him to go home. The official said, The school later allowed him to return to school under direction of the Municipal Board of Education, but made him study in a classroom by himself. They added, The student's father filed for protection with the Justice Bureau because the school ignored his protests to stop the practice, they said.The school principal said the marugari haircut requirement was introduced to teach students to observe group rules, adding that the school will consider changing the rule in the future. 好了，大家不知道对这篇小新闻是否理解的很透彻呢？这篇新闻讲的是什么呢？就是说，一名初中生因为拒绝服从学校的一种剪头方法，叫做marugari haircut。他不剪，于是被学校隔离了。那学校要就是千方百计想说服他，然后他的爸爸向法院上诉说侵犯了这个他的这个作为一个国民的权利。这里有一个短语叫做 The rule infringes on his human rights. Infringes on his human rights 叫做侵犯一个人的权利。单词 infringes 的时候，你要一定要把音推到鼻子上面。infringes on his human rights。这里有一个很有意思的短语叫做 talk him into something。While teachers try to talk him into following the school regulations, talk him into 叫做说服 talk somebody into doing something. 这里有一个以前没有见过的单词叫做 municipal board of education, 市教育委员会 municipal board of education. So 从这里我们可以看到 board of education 是教育委员会的意思 municipal.那就是市 municipal 大家听明白了吗 municipal 英语这个东西实际上是越读越有意思啊你看这个单词啊 municipal 别看这个单词读完以后感觉是像一个单词一样实际上这个单词读的时候是有阴阳顿挫在里面的呢municipal municipal ne 读完以后马上读 s 然后再加 i 再加 po municipal 读下来以后这单词会有紧促感这叫做一个英语单词的美感还有一个单词叫 school authorities 对一个英语学得好的人呢看到这个单词的时候他会发出 school authorities Thor 发 Thor 的时候呢 舌头根一定要碰到自己的上颚 door authorities authorities school authorities 学校的官方 authorities 好了，本期节目就到此，欢迎大家继续关注，再会。